Thank you, the chairperson of this session, and the conference, Ms. Motley, Prime Minister of Barbados, Secretary General of UNCTAD, Mr. Greenspan, Deputy Secretary of UNCTAD, Isabel Durant, my brother, Ambassador Bachmann Chad, and Chair of the whole Ambassador Tuareghy, and all those who have taken all their efforts to make this event a memorable event as well. As the 15th session of the United Nations Conference on Trade Development comes to a close, I would like to take this floor on behalf of the group of the least developing countries. The group of LDCs held a ministerial meeting of the least developing countries on 16 September. It adopted a ministerial declaration which provides political guidance and direction to advance trade and developing interests of LDCs in the COVID-19 environment. I would like to recall one point made by the ministerial declaration, that it is that pursuit of Doha Program of Action for LDCs in the decade 2022 to 2031 to be adopted during the LDC5 conference in January 2022 in Qatar. LDCs will need support from the international community for the development of their productive capacities in two main forms. First, a new generation of international support measures, and second, to extend research, analysis, capacity building, and support to policy formulation and implementation. I would like to emphasize now the crucial role that UNCTAD plays in support of the development of LDCs. During the 50 years since the establishment of the LDC category by the United Nations Assembly in 1971, UNCTAD has continuously provided backing to LDCs through three main pillars of its work, namely research and analysis, technical cooperation, and building consensus building. The Bridgetown Covenant affirms the commitment of UNCTAD to continue supporting the efforts of LDCs towards sustainable development. Looking towards the coming years, the LDCs group reaffirms its support to UNCTAD and its expectations that the organizations will, one, play a major role in the implementation of the Doha Program of Action. Second, to expand and strengthen the work of research on productive capacities and structural transformation with the policy analysis and the formulation of policy guidelines, frameworks, and recommendations. This policy work should be subject of in-depth policy dialogue between the organization's staff and LDC country officials. Three, perform the systematic evaluation, monitoring, and diagnosis of the evolution of the level of productive capacities of LDCs and do productive capacities gap assessment to provide inputs to domestic and international policymaking. Four, to assist LDCs to take full advantage of trade, investment, and official development assistance flows in order to maximize their impact on the development of our countries. And to assist LDCs in the formulation of policies and mechanisms that foster transfer of technology from more developed countries and the building of technological capacities of enterprise in the LDCs, and contribute with the support of member states to make the graduation of our countries from strengthening the analytical and technical work on graduation with momentum and a smooth transition. And lastly, to undertake an in-depth forward-looking policy analysis on a new generation of international support measure to LDCs. In the coming years, the group of LDCs look forward to the cooperation with UNCTAD in the implementation of both the Bridgetown Covenant and the Doha Program of Action. And lastly, I would want to affirm and align our group to the remarks that have been made by those who spoke before us in thanking Barbados and all those people who have put their efforts to the work that was put to organize this session to say thank you. Asante sana, Ziko Mugwambiri, thank you.
Thank you very much, asante sana. I'd like to invite now